You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM.
8 years this June. Regulars, we got a lot of regulars. Usually older. Pretty much deal with all the old timers across the street there. More locals. In fact, somebody put us on the internet that way. This is the place if you want to schmooze with the locals. It's okay. Originally, I'm a licensed funeral director. I worked in a funeral home for 6 years.
On the south side?
No. Squirrel Hill, Jewish funeral home.
Right on. What kind of stuff do you serve there mostly? Like, what's the menu like?
Average. Your typical burgers, steak sandwiches, chicken sandwiches, nothing fancy. Breakfast.
Good price.
Reasonable, yeah.
For the locals.
Yeah.
Did you grow up on the south side?
Yes, I did.
When were you born? How long you?
January 65. Lived on the next block right down here on Sydney Street. And?
Where'd you go to school? Where'd you go out with? What was it like when you were growing up? Just transport yourself back to 1975.
Because I don't remember anything prior to that.
Start with 75 and get all the way to 2001 in like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Growing up wise, I wasn't one for too much for hanging out with a lot of the kids. Alright, where'd we leave off? 75.
Didn't like hanging out with you.
No, my dad was more work oriented. Worked at the hardware store for 50 years, so he did a lot of part-time work too. So I always went on him with doing his little maintenance repair jobs. He used to do a lot of work for a lot of businesses around here, a lot of people. We used to maintain the Steelworkers Union Hall up there. So I was always working there with him. Growing up, I was more into myself. I used to like to do more hobbies and stuff. Paint the house when I was 15 type thing. Throw the ladders up, paint the house. Not your typical 15-year-old. Someone told me once that I was always 30. Whatever. Right. Yeah. You have a different type of busyness these days. It was more or less more working community. Down here where Giant Eagles is, that was Levinson Steel. Like I said the other day, with the train going up and down, you had a lot more business with the mills and stuff. The bars back then were more for the working guy. They weren't for this partying crowd that we have these days. So it was a different type of business altogether. So the amount of business were there was more manual labor type jobs, things of that nature. Now it's more high tech, different hospitals and stuff like that. So it was a different class of people back then, more of your old time ethnic people, more your ethnic diversities. I'm going to have to put you on hold here. What was that again?
Levinson Steel.
What else did we have here? Like Birmingham, stuff like that. So you had the train going and out, trucks all the time. This was St. Joe's Hospital. It's more a working class community.
When did that change?
When the mills started to go down, and it replaced that type of, and the older ethnic peoples kind of died off, moved away. At one time you had like 9 different funeral homes down here, each representing a different ethnic background. Gemitters up here was like predominantly Slovaks. You had Garfolas down here for the Italians, Winslovas for the Polish people. But all those classes have fizzled out. So you basically got 3 funeral homes down here to do all the business. And it doesn't matter what group or class anymore. That's all. Because if you were growing up on Sasa and you weren't Polish and you weren't Catholic, you were like, wah! You know? I don't remember.
If you weren't Polish?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why is that? That's interesting. Spin that out.
It was more of an ethnic, you know, like you have your rifts between your blacks and whites. It was more your ethnic backgrounds back then.
What year was
that? Any 70s prior, all the way back. But, like, as the older people fizzled out and things changed, you don't have that ethnic, what's the word? Yeah. Like I said, with the funeral homes, even they had all those different ones. Now you have, what, two or three to do any kind of business down here. Everyone else folded up. That thing, the same way with the churches. You got St. Casimir's, St. Michael's, St. John's down here. All of them folded up because you just didn't have the people going there anymore to keep up with those places. As times change, things change. Things fizzle out. Everything comes to an end sooner or later.
As a business owner, what's it been like for you in the last 8 years? Or, you know, someone who's, like, working on the south side, you're, like, you know, you're not, like, just a consumer or a, you know, I'm asking you, what's it like to work on the street, work on Carson?
In what way?
Just watching people go by, trends, just what's it like?
A lot more, like the alternative crowd. That used to be predominantly always over in Oakland. You know, you go to, what was that Beehive over there? It was the King's Court Theater back then. But prior to that, you had all those people, that type conglomerating over there. Now you have that up and down the street here. So every day you see someone with a little more piercings, a little more colorful hair. You know what I'm saying? It's like become part of the everyday course to see crazy stuff here.
You're not talking about us.
No, hell no.
No, these guys have blue hair on purpose, not by accident.
Yeah.
Is it good working on Carson? This is pretty busy coming out here.
Yeah. Like I said, we deal pretty much with the older class. People that my dad have known for 50 years, you know. The locals. Like, I remember when Clubhouse on Carson opened up, he said, you know, I hate to do this to you, but we're going to probably take away all your lunch business. I said, hey, that's competition, right? Now, who's the one that doesn't open until 5 in the afternoon? It's him. Because I knew there wasn't one person that came in here for lunch that was going to go up there. Different class of people altogether that he was going to service. Same way with the Japanese restaurant. I wasn't going to lose no business to them. You know? You can't worry about that stuff because they're attracting a totally different class of people. Put me on hold for a second. Yeah. We get a lot of them. A lot of them. What's that?
The eccentric stuff.
We get a lot of those people that were, like, over there from Goodwill. Treat them good, you know, they come back. So they ended up tending to be regulars. This guy here is an old timer from way back. Crazy as a loon, but what can you do, you know? No, I'm the type of person that has a high tolerance level, patience level, so you just let it in one ear and out the other, you let them ramble on. Talk about crazy stuff. Hey, if that makes you happy. We have one guy comes in here, he refuses to take old change. Okay, this quarter's no good. Can I have another? Yeah, okay. That's what makes him happy. He's not asking too much in life. If he's happy with a couple of shiny quarters and a crisp dollar, you know, I can do that for him. Now, my sister, on the other hand, works in the morning, is like, you know, why can't you spend that? Just shut up and give him the shiny quarter. He's happy. That's the way I look at it. You know, that's not asking a whole lot. He's not asking for a big fancy Cadillac and some bikini-clad girl. He wants a shiny quarter and a crisp dollar hair. Okay, I can provide that.
You get a lot of eccentric people in the South Side. Do you think there are more eccentric people in the South Side than other parts of the city?
In what way, eccentric?
Not like, you know, button-down, suburban, white bread, you know, not eccentric. Like
we have more of a variety, I'd
yeah,
say.
That's
yeah.
What I'm saying. But people who are like, you know, they are. Because there's a certain kind of South Side experience.
Mm-hmm.
People outlook on life. It's not really cynical, but it's not gullible. It's kind of like. It's not weary, but it's not like eager. You know what I'm trying to say?
Kind of, yeah.
I've been living here 6 years, and I've had friends on the South Side ever since I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
South Side.
Yeah. What attracts you to the South Side?
Well, let me tell you, the South Side.
The South Side is a lot of artists. I'm an artist, you know, a lot of bars. I'm Irish.
Mm-hmm.
I like to drink. My people are down here. It's just more of like a neighborhood. It's long. It's got a lot of different stuff going on. But if you go off Carson, it gets quiet and like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
See, that was different.
Like a
that was the difference.
Like a suburb,
a lot of your side streets had their own little bars, little stores, convenience stores, stuff like that. It got to the point where it couldn't make money running small stores like that. Still have one or two, not many. Back then, there was a lot of them. But that's based on economic changes and everything else as far as that goes.
It's parking like that.
Now, we live up on 23rd in Sydney. We moved up there about 8 years ago. Parking was always good. But anymore, that's even getting to be a pretty rough place to park, especially on the weekends. But we have off-street parking, too. So we can just say, pull it in the yard if we want. But a lot of people don't have that option down here. Right. So it's not, I can't complain. Now, when we live down the next block, that block's horrible for parking anymore.
Do you think you maybe talk about, not tensions or negativity, but like the relationship you might feel between the people on the south side who live here and work here, and the people who come here to shop and eat and like drink and just, you know, this place is becoming a big attraction for the rest of the city because it's just fun.
Well, here's an example. You know, years ago, and if you saved your parking spot, you put a cone on it. You didn't dare touch it. Not too long ago, we stuck a cone out in front of our house. A guy rolls up, throws it on our sidewalk. He wasn't from around. He was going to the bar to drink. He says, "You don't own street, and I'll park wherever I want." Hey, okay, whatever. I'm not going to argue with you, buddy. Get back at you another way if you're going to keep that up. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not making any confessions as far as what went after that. But I, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I didn't start spotting off and mulling him like he did me over a parking spot. Hey, goes around, comes around, buddy.
Right now, it's probably line of
bomber. Right. You have a lot of disrespect like that. Like, about 2 months ago, just walking up and down the street on a Friday night. There, up and down the street, screaming, yelling, acting foolish, in my opinion. Get a call, 2 in the morning, they smash the front window out here. Stupidity, you know, someone fighting, arguing, throw somebody through the window. You know what I'm saying? Stupid stuff like that. That window's probably been in there 100 years. Well, then you get these assholes that don't know how to handle themselves. I don't have anything against anybody drinking and having a good time, but act responsibly. Well, because when you start breaking my window and putting inconvenience in me, that pisses me off. Got out of my house, someone smashed my dad's mirror off the car. Find beer bottles sitting on your car. Condoms on the street. You know, it's time and place for everything. But on the street ain't it, you know? Just not too long ago. These people across the street from us paid $150,000 for their house. They were having a party, these college kids on the street, right around the corner. Too many people for the bathroom. We had to know I'm out pissing in front of his house. I mean, I was sitting there on my front steps and I'm watching this girl drop her drawers and take a piss on the sidewalk. I thought, you know, that's just kind of like, you know, here's this guy, he's paying all this money for this house, and he can live on the trendy side, and you got all these people pissing on his sidewalk. That I kind of disagree with. Because, you know why? They figure, I'm only here for, while I'm going to school and I'm moving on, so who gives a shit? That, you get a lot of that mentality, too, with a lot of the college students that know they're not going to be here for a while. That fucking attitude. Compared to the old-timers that, you know, sweep their sidewalks and keep their houses up and stuff like that. So you get a lot of that anymore, too. Yeah. When I'm 80 years old like you, I'll be back and sit and say, oh, yeah, the good old days. Yeah. When gas was only $3 a gallon. And that on the radio.
There's no such thing as good or bad.
Is that thing on?
This is
just one of my observations about most of the people
and
that are moving.
And this is sunshiny and all, life is beautiful, right?
No. Growing up, or even not too long ago, everybody, like, in your own little blocks, everyone used to sit out. You, even if you didn't like your neighbor, you knew who, what was what, and everyone kept an eye on one another. These people that have moved in, say, like up on our block now, pull up, they get out of their car, go into their house, and that is it. They don't hey, how's it going? And like, my dad, he's Mr. Neighborly. Hey, how's it going to everybody that comes into the neighborhood? But they're more to themselves. They don't want to be bothered with anybody. It's more...
Can you describe these people? Break it down. Take your time. What are they? Who do you think they are? What do they live like? Are they yuppies, professionals, money?
Yeah, more money, professional type people that don't want to be bothered. Well, he lives on the same block as me at the other end. It's just like the people that across the street, when they first redid those houses, we, oh my God, the price that they're asking. They'll never get that, but they did. That started bringing a different class of people in. Whereas, like I'm saying, everybody knew one another. But, yeah, you know, as things changed, the old-timers moved off. You didn't have that neighborly... What the hell's the word I'm looking for?
Community.
Yeah, community type thing. These people are more to themselves. You never see them other than come in and going out of their house. They don't, you know what I'm saying?
People had more respect for each other back then.
Right, even if you didn't get along with your neighbor, you still respected them and their property and et cetera, et cetera. It's the...
Nobody had anything, so everybody was okay.
Right, so it's a different outlook on it.